Proclamation number 7268 of 29th of January, 1959. God's plan of salvation always requires new creations. New creations will still arise on this earth for eternities, and the upward development of the spiritual will continue, which is still bound in hard matter and other works of creation, for eternal times are already required by one's fallen original spirit for this return from the deepest depth to the height, up to the stage where it may walk across earth embodied as a human being to pass its last test of will, for or against God, to whom it once offered its resistance and therefore fell. An infinite amount of fallen spirits still have to take this path, and it takes eternities for these spirits to remain far away from God in utmost wretchedness until they are even allowed to take this path of return. Until it becomes matter according to God's will and then slowly ascends in material creations. For this reason all matter is already a state of constraint which proves that God's love has taken care of the hardened spiritual substance in order to shape it according to His will, for it is then already seized by God's strength of love which enveloped it in order to give it a helpful purpose, irrespective of whether it is at the beginning of its development or has already progressed. All matter is hardened spiritual matter enveloped by God's strength of love, which has received its envelopment for the sake of a purpose. It is not always possible for you humans to recognize the purpose, but nothing in the whole of creation is without meaning and purpose, only it is often only known to God alone, because human thinking and conceptual ability is still limited. But only as human beings can the original spirits recognize themselves again as beings, because before they are not aware of themselves. And as long as the earth exists and harbors creations of the most diverse kind, countless original spirits are bound in it, all of which still live together and find themselves in order to one day be able to animate the form of a human being when those bound little particles have attained their appropriate maturity. And as long as there are creations in, on and above the earth there can be no end to this earth which serves as a maturing station for the fallen spirits. For this reason it is not possible to speak of a downfall of the earth if this is understood to mean a complete decay, a total dissolution of the earth's body, for the bound spiritual substances require shells and thus again and again new creations which offer them shelter depending on the state of maturity which the individual particles have already reached. One day the earth will indeed be a purely spiritual creation, yet eternities will pass until then, because a spiritual creation can only shelter mature spiritual beings and the countless creations on earth only ever prove how much unredeemed spiritual substance has taken abode in those creations. And this spiritual substance cannot jump over developmental phases at will. It is to ascend from the abyss according to natural law, in accordance with the divine order in which God's plan of salvation. The return of the apostate to Him was conceived and is carried out. And this very plan of God's salvation requires eternities and it requires new creations again and again. Otherwise the change of external forms could not take place, which is necessary again and again in order to give the spiritual the opportunity for serving activity through which the ascent development is guaranteed. The constant coming into being and passing away in nature is a process according to divine order, which takes place according to natural law. Yet from time to time acts of violence also take place according to God's will in order to repeatedly dissolve hard matter and release the spiritual within, which is now to begin its course of development in lighter external forms. and at the same time to capture and bind fallen spiritual again in hardest form. And the earth will still live to serve this task for eternities. It will certainly be transformed again and again, but it will not be able to pass away, for an incomprehensibly long time is necessary for you humans until even the lost spiritual substance will be embedded on this earth, which you can well describe with the word eternity. And yet, you can also speak of a downfall of the earth, for what lies ahead of you signifies an end of your life for you humans, for nothing will remain alive. People and animals will lose their lives apart from the small flock of those who will be raptured in order to then become the tribe of the human race again on the newly formed earth, which shall populate the new earth, as is God's will. Amen.